WRVJ 258.
WSDQ 998 is monitoring.
This is WRVJ 258.
Hey Jim, how are you doing there? WRUX 245.
WRUX 245, I'm sorry. I'm going through my notes here and I can't find you. I can't remember who the heck I'm talking to. Sorry about that. I don't get on here enough, I guess.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. Yeah, name's Jim in East Point. I'm over like 9 in Gratiot area.
Wait a minute. Your name is Jim, and you're in East Point, and you're in the 9 in Gratiot area? That sounds really familiar.
Yep, I'm the other Jim in East Point.
Wow, we could probably work simplex, although I'm too lazy to try it, but hey, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going all right, just winding down here from a long day of working out in the yard. Decided to catch a little bit of TV here before I go to bed and, listen around, see what might be going on the radio.
Well, you know, Jim, they say great minds think alike. I don't know what that says about us, but basically the same thing here. I took care of my yard, which is quite small, but I took care of that today because I was looking at the weather, and it looked like it's going to be hotter tomorrow than it was today. It wasn't brutal today, but it was warm enough. But I got it taken care of because it really needed it. All that rain we had last week really woke the lawn up, made it angry. So, and I'm going to be super busy starting Monday for at least a solid week. And I figured I better get it done before the city does it for me. And you know what that means.
Yeah, sure do. Unfortunately, no letter, no notice. They just come by and do it, give you that bill. But, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about with the rain. It's been real wet. Everything's just growing like nuts. And, yeah, just got to keep up with the garden. But, yeah, I got most of it done today. I've got a double lot, so it's quite a bit more work. You know, mowing takes me about 3 hours to get the front and the back. So it's a little bit of a job there.
Yeah, I usually like to get the edger and the weed whacker and all that, get everything all trimmed out and everything. And today, for some reason, my weed whip didn't want to run right. I mean, I could start it and it would run, but I'd open up throttle and get it going. But it was real easy to stall out. You know, I'd put it under, you know, get it doing some work, and it would stall right out. And I couldn't figure out what that was about, so I just put it back in the shed. And I figured, well, I'll have to play with it some other day when I've got time to play with it. I didn't have it today. Didn't have the time or the patience to figure out what the issue is. you know, it's probably something real simple. But it wasn't bad enough with the, you know, I wasn't so overgrown in the fences and stuff like that that I really needed to get surgical with the weed whip. So I just said, well, we'll leave it. I'll mow what I can mow and clean up, and that'll be that. And it turned out that was the right that was the right thing to do. I'll have to deal with this other thing later. But, you know, maybe I just pull the plug and clean it and gap it, or even replace it or something. That might fix everything. It's a four-cycle motor on there, so the only other possibility is that the carb needs some kind of work. And on those things, it's generally the work you do is you replace it.
Yeah, generally that's it. I've gotten away with cleaning them a few times and, you know, having them work pretty well, but, yeah, I would imagine it's either the plug or the carb, one or the other. Usually not too much more to them than that, you know. Yeah, I went from the gas to the cordless on the weed whacker. It makes it a little bit easier getting around the yard. You know, it gets a little bit heavy to carry after a while, so. It's a lot of grass to do, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, Jim. Yeah, I think a lot of folks are doing that. They're going electric because of convenience. And I certainly, you know, I bought big and heavy early on with the weed whacker, but I really don't need it. I'm sure I could do everything I need to do with an electric. Every bit is easier. But, and then there's all that batteries you got to deal with. But anyway, it's always something, right? I thought I heard another station, or maybe even another repeater coming in on your last transmission. And it's with this kind of weather, it's possible that we have a band opening. But is there another another station that wants to use the repeater or join the conversation? In either case, go ahead. If not, you pick it up, Jim.
The weight, you know, I've got some back issues, and it was kind of difficult. So the lighter weight kind of helped out a lot there. But yeah, the batteries can be an issue. I've got I think 6 batteries for that thing, and I go through probably 3 of them just going around the entire yard with the weed whacker.
You choose your poison, you know. Which hassle would you rather have? And yeah, this thing is big and heavy. And like I said, I probably overbought. I got a real big kind of commercial weed whacker. Because I had some pretty bad weeds back then. They're not so bad now. I've got everything pretty well under control. I just use it now to kind of edge things and you know, keep the fence lines clean and stuff like that. But I got a little, you know, a couple of feet into it today, and it just couldn't keep the thing running. It would stall every time I put it under any kind of a load, and I said, well, and it's always the way, you know, this is always the way it goes. It worked great last time I used it, you know. What happens when the thing sits like that? Well, a lot of stuff can happen, especially with, you know, maybe the gas in the tank is bad or something. I go through it pretty fast, though, so it's not that old, but I don't know. Maybe even just fresh gas would solve the problem, but I'll figure it out another day, another time. But I got out and I got her done, and it's a good thing I did, because, like I said, I got a real busy week coming, and there's no time for playing in the yard. I'm actually kind of looking forward to this next week being over with, so that maybe, just maybe, I can get out in the RV. That's what I really want to do.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good time, getting out in the RV. But, yeah, put some fresh gas might do the trick there. It definitely sounds like it could be an issue with some, you know, gummy fuel or something in the carburetor. And I know I've gotten away in the past with getting a little bit of premium gas, because it's got a little bit more of the cleansers and stuff like that in it. And, you know, it's worked for me in the past with cleaning out some carburetors that weren't that bad. So, yeah, hopefully that that helps you out, and it, you know, it gets done real quick, and it's a simple fix. I know it can be a pain in the butt trying to deal with some of those things.
Break, break, break. Wreck fuel and seed foam is what you need to get anything with a carburetor running perfect again. Marine grade, zero ethanol, pure gasoline, sold as wreck fuel in Michigan, plus a couple shots of seed foam will make anything run perfect.
Oh yeah, I know that seed foam's some really good stuff. I haven't tried it myself for cleaning out a dirty car, but yeah, I would assume it works. It certainly helps when I put it in the engine.
Yeah, I was going to mention seed foam. I've got some in the shed. I usually add it periodically to most of my gasoline engines, including vehicles, RVs, etc., especially anything that sits. By the way, for the station joining us, when you say brake, brake, that is a universal sign for I have emergency traffic, I need the repeater. Just so that you know. This is WRVJ 258.
Hey, 258, I'm WSAT 580. And, yes, sorry for the multiple breaks. Thought break just meant break, but thought maybe it was the international sign for distress, which this is not a mayday, just a conversation. But I thought break was just like line break in programming.
It is. That's a ham bullshit.
No, it's not just ham. Usually if you're breaking into the station and it's not an emergency, you just say break. If it's an emergency, you say break, break. WRUX 245.
Well, 245, I appreciate your information, man. How she does that to you. So I will, pick up a card there.
Stop. Skip.
GMRF, but, and then there's some, heavy conversation, a lot of stations, coming in, and just playing up this I really only met one break, but, came across as a few breaks, so it's usually in my file, but your radio name is kind of just down
to a minimum. And so that the fuel doesn't go stale, I'll, in that tank I need a lot, but I'll put 4 or 5 cans, 16-ounce cans of seafoam in there on the final fill-up before I put it in storage and run it, you know, run it so it gets into the injectors and stuff. And no problems in the spring. Works like a champ. So, yeah, I'll try putting a kind of a semi-strong dose of seafoam in the weed whacker and see if that cleans it up. It did a pretty good job fixing up my power washer, so, yeah, I'm a big fan of seafoam. It's great stuff.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Got a double there at the beginning, and the other station kind of got over the top of you there, Jim. But, yeah, it's understandable that you did the break. You know, it's not a big issue. You know, just kind of wanted to throw it out and let you know for the future. But, yeah, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. But, I agree with you, Jim. I use Stable in my stuff as well. It seems to, to help out. Other than that, you know, you can have your gas go bad within 6 months. So, you know, it's always a good thing to do, especially in the cans. You never know how long it's going to sit there. But, hopefully that seafoam does the trick for you to get that thing going real good.
Also, if you're running a two-stroke, like a weed whacker or a blower, 100-to-1 AMSOIL with your seafoam and your rec fuel is a good mixture for a two-stroke to revive old things and to get them running at their top.
Yeah, I do believe you said it was a four-stroke.
Yeah, my weed whip is a four-stroke, but I do have a two-stroke blower. That's the only two-stroke engine I have anymore. That one hasn't given me any trouble yet. They're so simple, but yeah, that 100-to-1 that seems pretty lean. Is that in addition to your regular two-stroke oil?
It's AMSOIL marine outboard oil. I run it in my boat. Got twin Mercs, V6 two-strokes, 12 cylinders of two-stroke, and been running it for about 10 years on 100-to-1 AMSOIL. So I just run it in everything. It's $13 a quart, but so it's like the same price as doing 50-to-1, the cheaper oil because you'd be using two quarts. But very good wear. And, or I should say, nowhere and low emissions.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. I would be afraid, this blower, I mean, it's a $100 blower. You know, it's not like it's a big deal. But I don't want to blow it up. I would just have thought that, that would have been a little too lean on the oil, but apparently, I guess the lubrication properties must be good enough that you don't need to burn as much oil. I may or may not ever try that. Like I said, I only got the one tiny little motor, and I go through so little fuel with the thing anyway. I'm more concerned about the fuel going stale than anything else, because I don't use it fast enough. But again, with Seafoam in there, and I used to use Stable, that worked pretty good, but it doesn't provide, Stable doesn't provide any detergent help, really, whereas with the crappy fuel we get now, and I'm not using wreck fuel, I'm not doing that, I probably should. With all my small engines, I probably should. But it's just one more step to have to go through, go find some somewhere, go to a boat dock somewhere and get some. You know, it's not easy to get. So anyway, I'll figure it out. But yeah, with this weed whip, I'm hoping it's something simple like gummy carburetor, and I can clean it up with the Seafoam or something like that. Because, my goodness, if I gotta get into some repairs with the thing, it becomes a point of, gee, you know, what did you pay for it when you bought it new? You know, under $200. It's probably, you know, just easier to go out and get another one. You know, manufacturers have made things that way now, so it's just like, well, there's nothing to fix on this. I guess throw it away.
Yeah, right, they sure do. It's, you know, parts are just outrageously overpriced nowadays if you want to try to fix something. So yeah, in most cases when it comes to something like that, it is more economical just to go out and buy new.
Hey, this is Joe, by the way. I know I got a gym in there, and I'm not sure who the other station is. But yeah, I had something to mention about the fuel. Let me think about that for a second, that related to this conversation.
Because there's Jim and there's Jim, and we're both in East Point. So don't say East Point, Jim, because we'll probably both key up. But just toss it to a Jim, and one of us will pick it up, Joe. Did I give you long enough to think about it?
Yes, Jim and Jim. Nice talking to you. Hope you're not in the same house. I doubt you are. Two gyms from East Point. This is Joe from Harrison Township. Yeah, I was just, the Seafoam is a solvent. It's flammable, but it's a solvent, and that's what will wear away the varnish or whatever deposits and, you know, build up in the carburetor from spill gas. It's a solvent that will dissolve that stuff and burn it out.
Yeah, it's definitely some good stuff, that's for sure. I use it in the vehicles all the time. Never really thought about using it, though, in the lawnmower, the snowblower, nothing like that. So might have to try giving it a shot myself.
WRVJ258. Well, I used to use, back in the old days, back when I used to have classic cars and rebuild carburetors and things like that, used to use Gumout. Gumout was the go-to carburetor cleaner, and worked pretty good. Of course, you could dump it in your fuel tank, and it was supposed to boost the detergent aspect of the fuel, but it's pretty aggressive stuff. You don't want to get it on your skin, I know that. Don't ask me how I know, but you better work outside. You better work outside with a good stiff breeze going on, because you get a pretty good buzz cleaning a carburetor with that stuff. But I imagine seafoam's similar, but maybe not quite as aggressive. It does pretty good stuff when you run it through, a working engine. You know, you put it into the fuel line, or there's a number of ways that you can use it to clean it, injectors and stuff, and it does a pretty good job with that on larger engines. I haven't been, other than just adding a little bit of it to the gas cans that I have that I feed the small engines with, I haven't really done a lot with, like, okay, let's try to clean this carburetor out or something. But I did put some kind of a strong dose in the fuel tank of my pressure washer, which is a 6-horse Honda motor. Those, by the way, those are great motors. Anyway, got one on my lawnmower too. That one was behaving strangely, so I put a real strong dose of seafoam in the gas tank of that, and ran it for 45 minutes, an hour, or something like that, and it got better. And I don't know if it was just running it that got it better, or if the seafoam did its work, or a combination, but all's good now.
Yeah, that's good. It's more than likely it was a combination, but yeah, that seafoam's definitely some good stuff. I did, however, find a really good carburetor cleaner, and it's a WD-40 brand professional carb cleaner. Real difficult to find in the store. Had to order it online. But yeah, the last carb I had to take apart and clean, I mean, it was just so easy. Sprayed that stuff on it, and it just, everything came right off. Absolutely no work involved in it at all, and put it back together and the thing ran like a top.
All right, I have a couple more things to add to this conversation. B12 chem tool being my choice if I'm actually going to disassemble a carburetor to clean it, then I go B12 professional carburetor choke, cleaner, throttle body cleaner. But the issues with the engines you guys were talking about earlier are probably related to the ethanol, if there was ethanol in them, because small engines, they use a lot of questionable quality hoses to do vacuum or pressure and feed the carburetor. And they sometimes don't even seal them. The seal is like the gas tank itself, so unless you move those lines around, you don't seal properly, and then the engine doesn't run properly. So an ethanol will degrade all those tubing that are on the small engine. So if you buy some new tubing and replace the tubing, that will solve your issues a lot of times with the ethanol. Ethanol is great if you're going to run it right away and burn it all up, but if you're going to let it sit, definitely no ethanol in anything that you own, in my opinion.
It was a two-cycle motor weed whacker I had. The hoses on that, little tubes, almost like you'd use in an aquarium, little plastic tubes of some sort, not real rubber. You know what I'm talking about. You can see through them. I don't know what that material is, but they got brittle and flaked away, and you couldn't even where the fitting on the tank, little molded barb on the tank where the tubing was, that rotted away. And I thought, man, this is some crappy materials they made this out of, but it was probably the gas, right?
Well, it's probably a combination of the gas and the material the tubes are made of, because they're not rated for ethanol, so if you run any type of ethanol through them, even if it's 10% or 15%, which is what most regular gas stations in Michigan have, then, you know, it'll eventually, that plastic hose will melt into the carburetor.
Yeah, and all those little clear tubes, yeah, they don't really stand up very well. I had some on the snowblower that I had to replace. Don't know why they use them. It's certainly not the right thing to be using with any sort of fuel or anything that's a solvent, to be quite honest. They don't stand up to anything at all.
Yeah, Jim, that was going to be my exact comment, is why the heck do they use this stuff when they know they're going to be used in a market where the fuel is the enemy? Maybe it's on purpose. I know a lot of these things are made overseas, but I can't believe that their fuel's any better than ours. It's got to be worse. I don't know. Anyway, guys, I appreciate the conversation, but I think I'm all done. I gotta head off to the shed. So I'll pass it over to you, Joe. Thanks for the info, and definitely keep that in mind, because a time is gonna come when I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do about this thing. Of course, next time I pull it out of the shed, maybe it'll magically be better. Ah, not. Anyway, over to you, Joe, and have a good evening, Jim, as well. WRBJ 258, I'll listen out.
Hey, thanks, 258. Again, this is WSAT 580. And, yeah, good conversation as well. I always like talking about fuel and burning. And, you know, that's what you got to do to get stuff done. And, the e-foam or the solvent, I don't see melting those lines. The ethanol does, or methanol. Then you know you have to run cooling, but the ethyls seem to eat that stuff. And I think the reason is because a lot of that stuff is designed, you know, from the 80s or whatever, and it's just carried over. They have a design that works, so they just keep making it. It's just old technology. It never was designed for ethanol fuel, but they still just make it that way. And I will give it back to Jim. It's been nice talking to you guys tonight.
All right, yeah. I think one of the reasons why they still use it is because they know that the majority of people out there, they don't bother to take time to diagnose things themselves, and they'll just go out and buy a new one. So it's kind of a little bit of job security for them. But, yeah, it's always nice talking to you, Jim, and nice talking to you too, Joe. Been a good conversation, getting a little bit late here, so I think I'm going to finish the last couple things I have to do here around the house and then hit the sack. But, yeah, definitely some nice conversation. And with that, I'll say 73 to both of you guys and WRUX 245. Standing by.
I just wanted to tell Jim, too, I beat him to the shed. I was already in my shed, and he was headed out to his shed. So, good night, fellow shedsmen. And, I'll talk to you two later. Jim, thanks for the conversation, guys. Have a good night. WSAT 580.
WSDH 939. Anyone around this morning?
WSBY 676, standing by. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
WSDCT77. Sorry about that feedback. I didn't have GMRS disabled on my scanner.
Yeah.
it happens. WRQI 688, this is WRQG.
WSBY 676, stand by.
This is WSBK 881. Is anyone out there monitoring this?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir, go ahead.
Sir, how are you doing today? I'm calling from Saginaw, heading towards Midland. Might cut out, just letting you know, so if I go in the dead zone, I apologize.
Quite all right, fully understandable. I have you, Lima Charlie, very little popcorn in the background. All systems go here, sir. You travel safely. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Yes, you have a good day. Enjoy this very hot summer, and you have a safe one, too. This is WSBK 881, signing off.
WRNW 329.
WSDS 311, mobile and monitoring.
Yeah, 311, go ahead.
Hey, wasn't sure I was getting out. Is this Jack?
Yeah, how you doing? You got a little bit of crackling behind you, so I don't know how far are you going?
Yeah, I wasn't sure how this was going to be. I'm up here on 75 at Birch Run on the Mayville 550, I believe. Yeah, I expected to have a little crackle in there, but I'm hearing you pretty good, WSBS 311.
That's okay. It might be that that's what it is. When you drive 70 miles an hour, that's what happened. A little bit of crackling, no big deal. You're sounding good. And this is WIEG 488.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, we're doing, how did you know my speed? I'm doing exactly 70 miles an hour. WRUG 488. You are good, sir. You are good.
Oh, I hear the car going. I don't know how much, what mile you're going. I'm just joking. Roger?
You read between the crackles, I guess. You do a good job. Okay, I'm going to let you go because I don't like generate too much crackling out there. Thanks for checking back with me, Jack. And we'll talk to you another day. WSBS 311, standing by.
Okay, you take care and you have a good day. WIMG 48.
Reception, and I'm on my handheld, so probably not coming in too swift. But it's nice and sunny out here. That's what it looks like out where you're at.
Well, good to hear from you, Michelle. I haven't heard you. I shouted for you a couple days. Then nothing going on. I shouted again yesterday, and then nothing going on. Then today I heard you. Anyhow, I'm over here at 59 and traveling 59 going west on, let's see, on 75. I'm not going to take 75, but I got to go to Pontiac. Roger.
Schofield. I'll talk to you there from West Schofield. Roger.
WSBW 983 standing by.
Michelle, good to hear from you. And it's sunny here anyhow, but a lot of clouds. So it might get, probably get a rain tonight or something like that. Anyhow, I'll talk to you when I get to West Schofield. WRUG, Brady. Station 218, WIAG 48, copy. Where are you testing? On the repeater and he's sounding good, but a couple of cracklings. That's about it. Roger. You must be new for GMRS, correct?
Yes, sir, GMRS.
Where's your location? I'm over here at West Schofield. Roger.
I'm on 75 cruising through Warren right now. Live in Clarkston.
There's a, I don't know if you know that, there's a Flint repeater out that way. 725, that's a Flint repeater. And they're sagging on. And I believe this Mount Clemens too probably can get a 675. Roger?
Yeah, I can't get to Flint or Mount Clemens from home with my handheld. I don't have a big antenna.
That's a little bit too far. You're going to need a base antenna. Roger.
When I go camping in Holly, I can connect to the Flint repeater just fine.
Yeah, anyhow, I don't know if you know the MI-8 got systems. How many repeaters out there? It's about six repeaters. They all connect together. Roger.
Yes, I am aware. I'm playing around with it. Can I do
it? Sure, no problem. My name is Jack. And anytime you need the radio check, give us a holler. No problem at all. WIUG 48.
WRUG 488. J
Jack, you still got a copy on me here, WSBS 311.
And 100% good. Roger.
So maybe I've got my radio programmed incorrectly or something, but I'm showing that I'm on the new Richmond 725 repeater. Is that possible?
That is a Flint repeater. Roger.
Yeah, I gotcha. So are they both on 725, just the Richmond? Is it a different squelch code or something? Or do I just have my radio totally screwed up?
Some,
the, right on the south, that's Richmond, is 550. Interesting, yeah, so I'm on 462-725 right now. Okay, I got to do a little adjustments.
Problem, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. WIUG 48 clear.
Just FYI, Richmond is 725, so it's Flint. They're identical.
Very good, very good. That makes more sense to me now. Was that Sean?
That's correct. Richmond is not on the air, though. But they will be exactly the same. There won't be any difference. All right, I got to jump. Just wanted to clear that up. WRUU 850.
Thanks for the info. WSBS 311, mobile, standing by.
WSBS 311. WRCY 565.
565. What's happening, Donald? Tom here.
Just let me know. Well, give me about a day or two notice if you want to get your radios done. Pretty much free until the end of the month, except for a couple weekend days. Yeah, if you just give me a shout out a day or two ahead of time when you want to meet up and get your radios done, I'll be able to do it. Pretty much caught up with everything.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I've been out of town for the last days, just getting back now. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to keep in touch with you here. I'm running into a little bit of interference. So, yes. I'll give you a heads up. I got a couple things coming up as well in the next couple of days, but I'll definitely give you a shout out.
Right now, you're sounding solid into the repeater. I mean, there's very little background issues at all. And, yeah, just like I say, I just need a day or two notice, and we'll work out something where, you know, time, meet up, and everything else. So, yeah, it's not a problem. I didn't hear from you this past week, and I've been busy too, but I still monitor as much as I can. So, all right, I'll talk to you sometime this week or whatever, and unless you're in a big rush, I'm in no rush on this end, but the offer is still there, so at your convenience, let me know.
Deal. I appreciate it for sure. I am going to have some spare time on my hands as well. So, okay, we'll be talking. This is WSBS 311 Mobile. Standing by.
WRCY 565 is clear.
Station 218, WIAG plate 8, copy. The station 218, station 218, WIUG, plate 8, copy. Oh, yes, he's not out there. WIUG, plate 8, clear.
WSDN 592 radio check, please.
Loud and clear in Sheboygan County, sir. WRZG 544.
Thank you, clear.
CY 842, Flint Township, Hawk Dua.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
WROK 973.
WSDS 772, doing a quick radio check. Anybody out there?
This is WRCY 565. You're making it into the repeater just fine. Good evening, WRCY 565.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Hope you're having a great day. Stay safe out there. WSDF 772, clear.
RCY 565, WRTX 957.
Here, go ahead. Roger. Just wondering how I'm making it in the Mount Clemens machine right now. I should be okay.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. You're fine. You're solid. It's almost full quiet.
Well, my mobile with a stubby antenna at 26 mile in Van Dyke, so I'm pretty far from the repeater, actually. But you sound good. Sounds like you're coming in from the Detroit machine, though. Could be wrong.
Well, my line of sight is better at the Detroit repeater than it is the Mount Clemens. If I swing the building around, I could talk to you on the Mount Clemens. But I'm too lazy to get off the couch and walk over to the other side of the building here.
WRWY 979. Roger. Okay. Talk to you in a little bit, Donald. Go ahead, other station.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is Joe over here, WRWY 979, and you're coming in full repeater signal, full signal, and very clear modulated volume.
That's pretty good, because I'm in a mobile right now, and I'm a good, I think I'm going to say close to 20 miles from the repeater, maybe more, I don't know. In Mount Clemens, and I'm at 26 in Van Dyke, so I don't know. I don't know if that's 15 miles. I don't know. I don't have a map in front of me, but pretty far.
Well, I'm on a Bofang GMRS handheld, sitting in a condo with the extended antenna on it, and I'm just south of 20 Mile Road or Hall Road.
Roger, this is a good repeater, so, you know, if you're in a condo, or you're in the second story, you got a little bit of altitude there.
Negative, nope, first floor, sitting in the middle of the condo, no major trees or big buildings around, that helps.
Yep. Well, doing good. Like I said, this repeater's got really good coverage, and if you're over by Van Dyke, you're probably about 8 miles from the repeater. If you're closer to Mount Clemens and Van Dyke, and you're obviously less, but if you're around Van Dyke, then you're probably about 8 miles from the repeater.
WRWY 979, I'm actually due west of McCall Community College.
Yep, I know where that's at. My home station is at Hall Road and Mound, so. And from there, it's about 9 miles, so you're probably 8 miles or so. Sound good. And Yeah, I don't know. It said it was going to rain this afternoon, but it's looking pretty decent out. It hasn't gotten any worse, so who knows? Maybe we'll miss the rain this afternoon.
Well, it looks like, I didn't catch a name there, but it looks like most of it's going south of us. It just happened to go south of us through Ohio and into Pennsylvania.
Roger. Call sign here is WRTX 957. First name is Eric. And like I said, I'm out of Shelby Township. I'm just up here shopping, getting some grocery shopping done.
Well, Eric, I just wanted to be a little bit of a help, give you a little feedback from what I can hear over here on an HT coming through the Macomb or Mount Clements site. That's what I'm on right now. So thanks for the talk. Good luck. Safe traveling. Have a good day. And I think we did miss that rain that was supposed to come. It went south, mostly down in Ohio, and that's what I'm looking at radar right now. But have a good day. WRWY. 979, going to be clear. Listen out.
WRWI 979, I believe it was. Before you go, which model GMS radio is that? I own about 30 HTs, and man, it's just so hard to keep track of all the different ones. And you get the same radio with different nameplates on it, so exactly which radio is that?
Well, I'm looking at it, but there's no indication other than the name Bofang on it. It's a GMRS. It's in green and a little handheld. I got two of them together with the stock antennas, and it came with the Nagoya extended antennas with it when I bought a G's probably 6 months or more ago.
Yeah, they got some new ones out now that have a pretty large square color LCD, and the original style ones that have just a narrow LCD that's just, you know, amber, I guess. Where it goes from amber to blue to purple or whatever when you transmit and receive, that's like the original style one, but then the newer ones look completely different and they're a lot bigger.
Well, this one is the little window, and I don't have any color set on it, just gray and white, or white and gray, whatever. Small window just above the number pad, keypad, and the speaker above, you know, and just the, just that. When you transmit, it's got a red light on top, and when not, it's the other.
Roger, okay. Yeah, I'm talking on a Radiodity DB20G. It's the best little mobile for $100, my opinion. So I got two of them. But, you know, they're just right. They're small. They fit anywhere, and they work good. So. All right. Have a good one, sir, and we will talk again. This is WRTX 957.
Yeah, Eric, sorry I couldn't give you a model number for this one because I bought it a while back and it doesn't say on the radio. This is the one here with a battery you could charge through a USB cord, so that helps at all. But I think it's either 5 to 8 watts, I can't remember which. At least 5, probably 8. But you have a good day, and I'll say WRWI 979 clear.
By sounding out that way.
Mr. Jack, you must be mobile or something. You're a little bit noisy, but I recognize the voice. How you doing?
Well, I'm a little bit away.
last transmission didn't go anywhere. A lot of noise, but I know it was you.
How about now? Now any better?
Yep, that was a lot better there. That was better. That was readable. Because I heard you say, is that a little better? So I guess I heard you. WRRWY 979.
On the handheld 5 watts,
I'm on the middle building, I see a light on the thing. All right, thanks a lot. I just want to see how you think this sounds. WIAG 3D. All righty there, Jack. You take care and have good travels, safe travels, and... Remember, I got a motto that says, stay out of trouble or don't get caught, one of the two. So good hearing you out there, young man. Glad you're still kicking, still around. So take care. WRWY 979 clear.
WSBB 820, WSBM 300. WSBB 820, WSBM 300.
WSCY 842. Looking for a radio check on a new installation. Flint Township. Flint, F-L-I, Township. Sound is really good. Old Friday, WRUS 245. A lot of background noise. Just started it up, installed this radio in my dump truck.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting something choppy there that keeps cutting you off. So, not sure if it's in the background or what, but yeah, it's going in and out. What do you say? But you keep cutting out. Yes, it's really weird to explain, but it's a choppy kind of noise, and it cuts out. It does it more at the beginning and the end of your transmission. So if you hold in the button for a moment before you start speaking, it might fix the issue. Hey, what you're saying? I pressed the microphone. Wonder if there's an issue with the cable. I'm looking at it. So hopefully it's stable audio. Yeah, it's really weird. It's choppy there when you first start, and then it seems to get nice and stable. And then when you unkey, I'm getting a little, like a pop, 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 and then you cut off. It might be some setting in the radio, because I know I'm not getting the courtesy tone either. And the radio's hanging for a second. Something in the menu to get rid of British sounds on radio repeaters over there. Yeah, that would make perfect sense because it's at the beginning and the end, in the middle of your transmission. It's there, full quieting. Right there for probably second and a half, and another second or so when you're unkeyed. So I think you got it nailed down there. Something's going on with the programming. I have to hook a laptop up to it and figure it out. All right, yeah, if you want to jump back on when you make a few changes or whatever, I'll probably still be listening, so I'll get back to you. And with that, I'll just say 73 to you for a moment, and WRUS 245, standing by. WSCY 842. Yeah, copying WRUX 245 here.
Weird problem.
No, that problem's still there. It's like pop, 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 pop at the beginning and again at the end. And it's only for about a second and a half. Yeah, I heard it there even when you didn't talk. But yeah, if you hold in the mic for, I don't know, a second or so and then talk, you might be fine.
Do a factory reset on this thing and try to figure it out. It is holding out after I unkeyed for like 10 seconds or some setting. But I looked in the book and that setting is off, so I'm going to blow the code plug up.
Okay, yeah, I'll be here standing by. So, yeah, if you want to check in when you get that done, I'll give you a report.
WSBY 842.
Okay, 842, WRUX 245, standing by.
Yeah, station calling, you're breaking up quite a bit and I can't make out anything you're saying. WRUX 245.
Roger that. Can you start a copy?
Yes, that is much better.
This is WRUX 267.
All right, yeah, that's sounding really good. Audio's a little bit low, so you might want to just speak up just a little bit, but other than that, doing fine. WRUX 245.
Yeah, I'll bump up the mic here and call back.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. WRUX 245, standing by. WRUX
245. WRUX 247.
Oh yeah, that's a bit better. You might want to kick it up just a little bit more, but yeah, that's doing all right.
WRVG 767, how's this? I bumped it up about 5.
Yeah, that's sounding really good now.
Roger that. This is WRVG 767 with the exact mobile. I just want to get a clarity check.
Okay, yeah, copy that, the VTech Mobile. Yeah, it's doing good. Sounds really good. And not sure which repeater you're coming in on, but I'm over here on the Macomb. I'm in the East Point area. Name here is Jim, WRUX 245.
That. Yeah, I'm bouncing off the Flint repeater here. I'm about 40 miles from it.
Yeah, that's doing really good for 40 miles away. It's just a little bit of noise in the background, but perfectly readable.
that. This is WRVG 767, clear on your left hand.
Alright, yeah, nice talking to you. I hope you have a good day, and I'll say 73 to you. WRUX 245, standing by.
WFPN 592, monitoring.
WRV.
Yeah, station calling. You're really broken up and just barely making it in. WRUX 245.
WRPB 448 standing by and monitoring.
WRUG 488, this is WR and W329. No copy on WRUG 488. WRNW 329. We're clear and listening.
Station 329, go ahead.
Hey, Jack, how you doing today? Good seeing you.
Nice warm day. Enjoy your day today.
I went inside. I too hot to be out, so I didn't do nothing today.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you got to do that. I was out with the camper for the weekend and Port Huron, but I guess I didn't have the right. I could hear you guys talking earlier, yesterday, last couple of days, but I guess I didn't have the right frequencies programmed. I could get back to Mount Clemens, but I was a little staticky. Other than that, yeah, I just enjoyed the weekend. The fun's over now. It's almost time to go back to work.
A week is over, huh?
Yeah, I was off all last week, so I gotta go back and see if I can stack up a couple more pennies there. Over.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Hey, I found that antenna for you. If you got a pen, you can check this one out.
Is it on Amazon?
Oh, you gotta go on eBay and do that.
Alright, what's the name of it? I'll type it in my phone here now so you can pull it up.
Okay, HY gain. That means high gain. You put AV-1AVS.
Okay, I typed it in Google. I see one here from DX-159. It might be a little cheaper on eBay, probably.
Don't go on that one. Go on this one here. This one's got everything. 10 through 80 meter. Okay, you got that written down on Google? I mean, not on Google. On eBay. It's HYGAINAV-18VS manually tuned HF 10 to 80 meter vertical antenna 18 inch tall and it's 1500 watts maximum.
Okay, I got it. I gotta go, let me see. Yeah, I got it here. Got to go on there. I was looking at it on Google, but I don't know if it. Yeah, I'll go on Amazon and see if I can pull it up there. But I do see that one there. Yeah, HY gain AV-18VS.
Go on eBay. It's on eBay for $219. That is a good antenna. Let me tell you something. It's 1500 watts going out. You got that gauge out there. It does a really good job for you out there.
It looks like DX is selling it for $159. Looks like the same antenna.
Sam, you better read it right. It's not 1500 watts. No way.
Yeah, DX Engineer, 159, it's a loaded 1500 watts, it's a vertical HV base antenna, yeah, 80 through 10, down to 10, 18 feet long, that's the run, but this is DX, I can look it up on Amazon too, but if it's going to be cheaper.
Amazon don't have it. Don't bother Amazon. You gotta go on eBay. And that's the eBay. Attempt to 80 meter and it's 1500 watts. There's no way it'd be 159. I guarantee you that. No way. Roger. I got the book. I got their book. If you want DX, go on their website, and they give you a book. It's got all the antennas you want.
Okay, well, I'll pull it
up. Come on, DX. Don't know where to do it.
Yeah, DX engineering is... This is the antenna. It says 159 HY gain AV 18VS. It says 5-band HF vertical antenna. 1500 watt. 18 foot long, it looks like.
Yeah, I think she knows everything.
So not unless they're doing a false advertisement, but I'll look on eBay though and see. But if it's the same antenna, get a little cheaper here. I'll check it out right quick on Amazon.
Another station out there? Hey, Tim, Amazon don't have it. I'm just telling you. They don't even list that thing like that. WIUG 48. Is there any other station out there?
Yeah, there was another station there, Jack, but I don't know who it is. But, yeah, I see it on here. I meant to say... eBay, that's what I meant to say. But yeah, eBay is 219. Say, DX Engineering has that exact same one for 159.
Got it, if it's the same one, make sure it's the same one. Make sure it's 1500W, that's watts. Because those watts out there, they will go far away for you.
Yeah, those HF amplifiers are not the cheapest thing in the world. The radio's 100 watts. If you get a good antenna, get a good match on it, and the weather's right, yeah, you should be able to reach out a little bit there. Over.
Station out of Ohio, 297. I guess not. It looks like we got interference from somewhere. Anyhow, Tim, yeah, check that out in eBay. And let me know.
I'm looking at it here now, so it looks like the exact same one. Only thing it doesn't say on the, I didn't read all the details. This one says manually tuned HF. But I do have a tuner. So if you get it close, the tuner should be able to take up the slack on certain bands anyways. But, yeah, I got to get those other licenses yet. Wednesday, is it? Having the test?
What test you talk about?
I thought I heard you mentioning something about a test in Harrison Township, on the 15th or something like that.
That's tomorrow.
You going over there tomorrow?
I don't know if I wake up in the morning.
Oh, yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. You'll be up in the morning sometime, in the morning anyways. But I'll have to look online. I thought it was Wednesday, but I'll have to double check. I haven't been doing a whole lot of study for the general, but for a few bucks, I'll go give it a shot.
Okay, that line is better for you. Are you home and relaxing and all that? They get outlined. It's not that hard, I think. Or I don't know. I never went through it, so I don't want to say it's not that hard either. WIUG 48.
Okay, I've been mine on. I got the technician online. Those guys worked me for like 45 minutes. I had my old laptop. It wouldn't do the Zoom thing. I couldn't get it logged in. I could get my phone logged in, but the laptop wouldn't log in. So then I went on the wife's laptop. She got a brand new one, but the Windows wasn't compatible with the Zoom. And I ended up getting it working. The guy got on there, some technician, was helping me. I had to turn something off because it wouldn't let me load some outside app or something. Something like that, but he got me going anyway. But it took at least 45 minutes. And finally, I got the right to test. I got the phone on so they can see the keypad and all that stuff. But he got through it pretty quick after that. But it was a little over an hour time he got all said and done.
Go on the Sam 1. They'll help you out a lot. Because they... He already matched with them and everything. They know you. Roger?
I copy that. Yeah, I could do that again. I thought it was something close. I could just go jump on a computer somewhere. Now I'm on Dave's. Easy enough to just drive in there, jump on a laptop or the computer and go through it that way. I don't know. So I was about halfway through the studying. But I got busy doing other stuff, so kind of been slacking the last couple of weeks.
He's a halfway, it's better from nothing.
Yeah, it looks like the 40 meters is, I'm listening to it right now, there's people on there. And, still pretty busy. 10 meters dead.
I'm not listening. I'm listening to Hazel Park. Next.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening to them a little bit earlier, too. And then I switched over here. Forget I checked. I know you said you had an antenna, but I didn't get a chance to get back to your antenna that you found. But yeah, that looks like a pretty good antenna. I'm looking at it now.
Look, Tim, there's 4,000 watt antenna out there. You don't need that. And it's not cheap either. You're talking over $300-$400. You know? The $1,500 and it's $200 for that antenna or $159 like you said. That's all you need.
Oh yeah, I think so. At my roof. Peak of my roof's about 30 feet high. So then you put the antenna up, it probably maybe, I don't know, close to 40 feet at the tip of the antenna. So it'd be high enough. Actually be clearing just most of the trees around here, so it should get out pretty good. But I'm going to check it out, though. As I say, 10 meters is dead. That's all I can talk on right now. I need to do that other test there. Over.
Let me tell you, on the ham radio, you don't need to worry about the trees because you got the wattage going out. That 50 watts is good enough to go out with that 1,500 watt antenna out there.
I copy that. I was running about 85. I wasn't running it wide open. I was getting out about a month ago. They say after that, it just died right out. There's nothing on 10. It's quiet.
Yeah, maybe because it's Sunday. You know, you got to give it tomorrow. Yeah, you'd be busy. But I was on 40 meter this morning and last night, and it was so busy. It was every couple frequency, it was two or three people out there.
Yeah, they got some nets out there, too. I got some couple of different nets I was listening to just earlier, flicking through the frequencies. nice and quiet, and the signals are coming through really clear. I'm not sure where they're located, though.
They're located in Kentucky. Oh, that place is way places over that way. Kentucky or the other ones, you know. Somewhere around there, anyhow. But, yeah, don't worry about those nets. You want to talk to people out there. People, you know, all over out there from Kentucky, from, you know, Wisconsin, from Minnesota and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I like to hit some different states there. And shoot the number out there and see who comes back and get some busy frequencies. Lots of fun, though. That's what it's all about, having a little fun, I guess.
I got to back it out of here because we've been on this frequency too long. I will catch you a little bit later. Check that antenna. If you like it, no problem. If you don't like it, no problem either. WIUG, 48 clear.
All right, Jack, we'll talk to you a little later. I appreciate the help for sure. Yeah, my old battery's getting a little low on my handheld here, sitting on the deck, just relaxing. But, yeah, we'll be out here. Talk to you a little later. WRNW 329, you're back clear listening.
WRPB 448, standing by.
This is WSCB 908 calling out to WSDQ 685. Tim, you got a copy?
WRPB 448 standing by.
WSGF 297, anybody out there? Danger.
Go ahead, 297. This is WRPB 448. Over. Garbly, I'm on the Flint repeater. I'm located in Grover Township near Mount Holly.
WRZZ 873 radio check.
For radio check, this is WRPB 448. Lost the last caller. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, it sounded like he was maybe in a mobile unit. I heard it from Ohio. I'm on a thing radio here, down river, Southgate, right by Lincoln Park, actually.
I copy that. A little bit of garble just came over your last transmission. How do I copy? Over.
I hear you as loud as if you were sitting right next to me. So if you're coming crystal clear, bro.
Yeah, semi-copy that. I get a fluttering sound toward the tail end of your transmission. Over.
Station Down River. This is WIUG 48. Copy.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I can copy you crystal clear. You're coming in great on my radio. I'm coming over there. Sorry, you got
it. Dow River, if you're on 625, okay, I know it's not your radio. It's the repeater out there and making that noise. You got it? And this is WIUG.8. Otherwise, you're sounding good. And I'm over here in Rochester Hills.
Regan. This is WR-835. Wine gun. That guy out in Lincoln Park got a copy on us.
Good, but the repeater is acting up a little bit, so don't worry about nothing. The other guy down street from you, he's okay too. No problem at all. And that guy 297 out of Ohio, come on back again. There 297. You don't sound good, so keep it a little bit on the side for now. So maybe it clears, the weather clears for you. Roger? Because 359, because you're on 625 and the repeater's acting up for you guys out that way anyhow. I will talk to you guys a little bit later. WIUG 48 is clear.
Roger that, 48, good to hear from you guys, 297.
Station 448, I believe he's in front. He's sounding good. Roger?
Yes, copy that. I don't know if you remember, a couple of days ago you suggested to me that I go down to middle power, and it's been working out great. Over.
I know you had the guy from Down River down that way, but it's not their radio anyhow. It's the repeater's acting up a little bit. 625, because they are on 625. So anyhow, we'll talk to you guys later. WIUG 48.
Have a good night, Jack. This is WRPB 448 standing by. Over.
Roger.
Yeah, go for 297. You're a little scratchy, but I can make you out. Over.
Let's go. I have you loud and clear.
Copy that. Whereabouts are you transmitting from? Over.
Thirty-five miles east of Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow, copy that. You're sounding pretty good now. Yes, I'm relatively new to this. Just got on the repeater about a week ago. Over.
Yeah, right after that, I've been talking to Chad for a few months, about 6 months now. We can hear each other easily at night. In the wintertime, when it's nice and cold, we talk solo, like next door.
Yeah, copy that. I'm looking forward to being on the radio quite a bit this winter as well. Over. Contact. This is WRPB 448. I'll be listening. Over. Oh, over.
Caught you on my receive. Figured if you heard anything about from your paramedic buddy on that germs, I think it was 625 frequency in the Ortonville area. Over.
That's a negative. All I've done to date so far is just submit the request online similar to what you've done. Over.
Copy that.
448. This is 297. Can I get your full call sign?
Repeater, I was catching you on the 725 Flint here in Bay City. I couldn't transmit.
Hey, Josh, I think somebody just tried calling my number. Could you stand by just for a moment? Over. Go for 448.
48297, Cleveland, Ohio. Can I get your full call sign and communication by 51? This is WSPF 297.
Copy that. It's Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448. And I'm transmitting from Groveland Township, Michigan. Over.
Roger, I copy. Whiskey Romeo Papa. 448, excuse me. Groveland, Michigan. This is WSC 97, Chardon, Ohio.
Copy that, Ohio. I'm going to get back to the other caller, WRPB 448 for Josh. Over.
Roger that. You're Josh, or what's your first name? And now I'll leave you guys to talk.
They must be on the river of Warren, Cal, at 65.
Wow, everybody's stepping on each other. This is Kurt, WRPB 448, standing by.
Yeah, copy that. WSC 760, standing by. You hear anything 448 on your buddy on that one? Go over here. You need a holler.
Yeah, copy that. I'm really hoping I'm going to just see him one of these days come into my store while I'm working. Other than that, I do have his phone number. Maybe I'll give him a call sooner than later. If I come up with anything and I don't catch you on the airwaves, is it okay if I text you? Over.
Yeah, 100%. Text me, no worries. That's why I gave you the number. Not a problem at all. No big deal. Actually, on a side note, how am I coming across on the airwave? Finally found a figure that was closer to me. I was just in the Flint. And I found out I was in Bay City and picked up the 65 and waited for the time.
Wow, you're coming in like popcorn a little bit, able to make out most of what you're saying, not as clear as when you called earlier. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm running my 5-watt HT with a rooftop antenna. I'm crossing the Milwaukee Bridge. I might have to jump into the Saginaw Tower. Have to look what the frequency is. You know what it is off the top of your head?
Negative. That sheet of paper is in my car. Over.
Yeah, I copy that. I got it saved in my phone. I got the phone using as a map at the moment. I figured maybe no off the top of your head. I had them programmed at one time, and then I did some changing around, and I lost all my programming. Been too lazy to redo it again.
Yeah, copy that. Be safe driving. You know, obviously pay attention. Over.
Yeah, no worries. I'm really enjoying this rooftop antenna, though. It's made an amazing difference on my car. We're just running my 5-watt HT. It's got the Midland XTA 26 with a magnet mount on the roof.
Well, very good. I'm amazed at how good, like, my little Bofang handheld does with the whip antenna. And then, obviously, I had a similar setup on my car before I, you know, went with a dedicated truck radio. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Normally, when I'm not in the car, I'll throw on my story, 7-1-G. I thought about getting those widgets. So far, I haven't been able to do
it. Sometimes it's better to run a little bit more discreet, especially if you park somewhere that might be a little shaky.
Over. You can always park on the bridge. I don't know how legal that would be. Over. Copy that, Ohio. WRPV 448. I kind of lost my friend over there on the bridge. Over.
Doctor, I'm listening. You guys are loud and clear here in Cleveland, Ohio. Wow. I'm east of Cleveland. I'm closer to Pennsylvania than Cleveland.
You're a little bit better. Whoever boomed in close to Ohio, Pennsylvania, wow, that's loud and clear. Over.
Roger. Kurt, I'm 35 miles east of Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, copy that. I just talked to you a little bit ago. You're really clear now. Over.
Yeah, Roger, that's what that atmosphere will do to you. But I'm listening to you guys loud and clear. I have more people in Michigan that I talk to than a lot of people around here, and I'm on the repeater here. So it's pretty cool. I got four pages of people talking in Detroit. So that's outstanding.
Wow, that is. Hey, can you repeat your call sign so I can write it down as well? Over.
Yeah, Roger. I'm a whiskey. Sierra. Charlie. Foxtrot. Q97. I'll copy yours.
Copy, loud and clear. I got you. Over.
Roger, I'm there. I'm here at WSCF 297, Chardon, Ohio.
Station for 297. WSCF 297, Ohio.
WRPB 448 to 760. You still copy, Josh? Copy that. Still a little choppy, but much clearer. Over.
Still with us?
448 standing by.
I didn't quite copy that. You're mentioning rain here in Roveland Township right now. We're dry at the moment. Over. Thought I heard Ohio too. Didn't get anything this last time but static. Over. Sorry, sounds like all static. Over. Yeah, that was much better. What did you do? Over?
WRVU 616. Are you still on the air 297 in Cleveland?
Alright, I'm curious. How's the guy 297? How are you getting onto the repeater? What frequency are you jumping on?
Yeah, that would be 467-725. Over.
Yeah, roger that. That's a freak. And with a tone of 141.3, we share repeaters over here. I'm bouncing.
Yeah, copy that. That's loud. Over. Sorry, that was all garbly again. Over.
Is this any better, or is it still garbly?
Yeah,
clear as a bell right then. Over.
I jumped onto the Mayville Tower 550. I'm over here at Birch Run.
That's like night and day difference right there. Over.
Yeah, so right now I'm at Birch Run. This is on the 550 Mayville. I'll switch over to the Flint one right now. This is Mayville 123. And this is Flint 321.
I'd say Mayville's just a hair clearer. Over.
Yeah, copy that. They're doing a really good job up there at that Mayville. I'm just curious how the Ohio guy, 297, how is he catching on the MIA board? I mean, Ohio? Holy crap, that's far.
Conversation with WSGF 297. Yeah, we use the same tone on the same repeater here. I don't know how it bounces, but it bounces. Tone to 141.3.
This is 448. I copied that last transmission. I don't know. Josh, did you catch that as well? Over.
Yeah, I copied that. He got his own repeater. It runs the same output tone as the 725. And he's got one of those mystical special gremlins that happen.
Tropospherical ducting, it's called. And the gentleman in Cleveland is got a clean shot over Lake Erie towards the repeater in Detroit. WRCY 565.
Thank you, 565. Appreciate that. Cleared up that. Thought I was curious on.
Copy that.
Conditions got to be just right.
I'm relatively new to this.
Thank you. Over. I found out my repeater and it goes up to you guys, but yes, I dropped it all the way up to my last day sometimes.
Yeah, there was a massive double key there. The MIA network here in Michigan that some of you people are aware of is a linked repeater system. Currently, there's about 7 repeaters that are running between Detroit and Sheboygan. Yeah, there's some gaps, but we can pretty much make it down to Toledo and just up into parts of the UP on this network. Again, the gentleman in Cleveland, it's tropospherical ducting. Conditions are right in the ionosphere. And you got a good shot from Cleveland across Lake Erie to the Detroit repeater. Once you're going to get that Detroit repeater, you too can talk all the way up to Sheboygan. WSTY 565, I'm going to bed. It's past my beauty sleep time.
Yeah, roger that, 585. I caught most of that stuff. I'm just going to say it.
RPB 448, thank you very much for the information. Over back to Josh.
Current radio is clear as a bell, man. Like, what? Do you run a mobile radio at your base station in the house? If so, are you doing that Midland 20 ampere? What do you got running?
You talking my radio?
Yeah, copy that. You're clear as a well. Clear as a bell.
I'm running a radiosity 40 watt. Currently, I'm transmitting at approximately maybe 18 to 16 watt. I haven't really looked at it. I just checked my SWR. I've got some cheap Chinese-made antenna that seems to work good, and I'm getting ready to upgrade it as well. Over.
Well, you come. I mean, you're clear. Wherever that sits, it's clear as a whistle. I wouldn't need, I personally wouldn't change any antenna unless you're trying to get longer range, but you're clear as can be, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same thing. The problem is I already got the stuff sitting here on my desk. I was just going to bring it up like another 6 feet. I had a ground plane kit to it and just go to a lower loss cable. That's about it. Over.
Yeah, I haven't got into that base station, ground plane. If I did a base station, I'd probably go with the Edfong antenna. Apparently it's pretty high-end antenna, apparently. But I haven't gotten that well yet. I did pick up the 50-watt VTech mobile radio for a base station for my cabin up north. But I'm having hard trouble even driving past the repeater and the Grayling one. The 725, the Grayling, I can listen, but cannot transmit on it. I don't think I got a different output tone or what.
Quite possibly. I haven't really traveled. My first test was the other day was my handheld and my base station. The wife was in the truck, and she was driving around in Flint. So, you know, the repeater contact was really nice, pretty clear. Davison a little sketchy, but everything worked good, and that was one of the reasons I got into this. Over.
I agree. Same thing for me, too, as well. It's a good line of communication to start with me for these things because of my property up north. Cell phone communication is very sketchy. When you drive around the property, there's none existing, so I have a great communication line. And I'm actually going to look into making my own repeater for my place up north.
Very good. I live next to a state park, and my idea that I initially envisioned was to have two-way radio communication throughout the parks because there's a lot of dips and phones don't work, and I don't know, phones just aren't reliable lately anymore. Over.
Yeah, you could say that again. They're definitely not reliable. Many times I have full service, full signal, but no service at all, not even to make a phone call. In an area that I used to have plenty of signal, no problem at all. No, I can't even make a call out. And so I got into these. Yeah, I think I'll make like a little off-grid repeater. Not simplex, probably regular, just duplex repeater. Not really like big like this, you know, these kind of, you know, Mayville or the Macomb repeater, but just something that, you know, does like maybe a 5 mile range or 10 mile range. Hook it up on a solar panel, a couple batteries, call every day, and have a good range.
Yeah, copy that. That sounds ideal. I'm, you know, not into the solar thing yet, and I've got another antenna in my house. It's my old CB antenna. I don't want to say old because it's only a few years old, but I got AM, FM, and sideband CB set up here as well. Really, GMR is far better any day of the week. Over.
Yeah, I got this TID-H3 radio. And I started getting into it because I wanted more range and, you know, got the license and all that gig only about a month ago, a month and a half. And I got four more buddies into it because they're like, oh, that's cool. I don't know what kind of rate it'll get, but now it's in my hand. I'll see what we can do with it. I'm buying them. And, you know, two radios for, and chargers and, you know, antennas and all that stuff for $60. And I can, we got a 5-watt radio in your hand. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, working at the hardware store, I got a lot of customers that are really getting into it as well. And I heard another person, another station on GMR talking about there's over 100 new licenses in Michigan every month. I don't know how I would check it, but I'll go with it. Over.
Yeah, I would 100% believe. A buddy of mine came up to my place. Go for a ride, and if you need anything, get a hold of me on the radio. And he comes back, goes like, I gotta buy one of these. That's it. I said, well, get your license too, dude. You can go down and stay. We can get on the repeaters, and I could be in Flint, you could be wherever. And you know, it's more or less. There's a tide coming, and everyone can kind of see it, and higher communicated control communications are not reliable, and everyone can see the writing on the wall, just like yesterday.
Those of us with eyes to see, over.
Yeah, for definitely, for sure. One of those things where, you know, it's abundantly apparent, not just a little bit apparent, abundantly apparent, that you need to have some kind of a communications because it's not going to get not weirder sooner.
Copy that. I think we read the same book at one point. Over.
Yeah, I think everybody read the same book yesterday.
Copy that. It sounded loud and clear like the first time that we spoke. Where are you at now? What's your location, I guess? Over.
Let's see here. Come up to a mile mark here shortly. I'm at the 121. I'm not too sure exactly where that's at the moment. I know I'm south of Birch Run. I'm going to be making the left-hand turn on the 69 to head towards Lapeer Road and head to Oxford. But I'm talking on the 725 Flint Tower now. There's a certain point where the Flints really get strong for me, and then they get towards 69 towards Lapeer, I'll bump onto the 550.
Copy that. It sounds like I might want to include some of these Mayvilles in my radios, as I got a daughter-in-law lives in Oxford as well. Over.
Yeah, so I'm on Drainer and 24 in Oxford, and I can pick up on a good night, on the evening night, I can pick up the Mayville 600. With my Nagoya 771G antenna, 5-watt mobile HT, and I can pick it up. Transit's kind of hard right where I'm at. If I get more towards downtown Oxford, I can transit no problem to a degree. I haven't had really good luck transmitting on it. I don't know if it's because of me or the it's only being a 5-watt radio, but it's about 37 miles, I think it is, to the Mayville Tower to my house. It's either 37 or 31 miles. And that's, you know, I can hear it. And then the MIA picked up the 550 Mayville. So you got two different networks there, the Mishigami and the MIA right there in Mayville. Now, that 550-watt VTech mobile radio from my driveway picks up the Mayville and the Macomb repeater and the Mainville 550 repeater, no problem at all.
Very good. I've got a 25x4, and I've also got like a Redivis scanner GMR radio that if you hold buttons down when you turn it on, you can unlock it to cover just about anything. I haven't done any of that, obviously, as I'm being respectful to the licensees and such, but pretty cool option to have for, like, a mobile just to keep under the seat in a bug-out situation. Over.
Yeah, I just bought that 50-watt. I bought the 50x4, and I really dragged my feet depending on whether to buy the 25x4. I'm probably still gonna buy the 25x4, to be quite honest with you. The 50x4, I bought a little mini truck. I'm gonna go in the mini truck. And that's gonna be my little up north side-by-side slash bug out slash, you know, overlander type little truck. And then I think I'm gonna pick up the VTEC 25x4 mobile radio, put it in like an ammo can. Have a little, you know, big, like a lithium battery in the box and all that stuff, and have it to, and have a little antenna you can screw on the outside of it. And it has like a little, you know, open the can, you got your connection, and pull the can back up, and now you got 25 watts of service.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a couple of Bofangs, couple ham radio handhelds, and I've got a couple GMR radios that came with a 771 whip, and I'm amazed with the performance I get off that. I can walk around just about anywhere and keep Flint Tower where I live. Over.
Yeah, I don't know how much the difference is between the 5-watt radios to say like the 15-watt radios, as far as, you know, distance-wise. But I can definitely see a difference on the 50-watt to my 5-watt for sure. I think someone told me at one point the threshold's like 30 watts, I think it is, like 5 to like 20-something, and then like 30 and better is the thing.
Yeah, a lot of it is probably conditions, and I'm able to hit the Flint repeater so well from where I'm at. I live in a valley. I'm surrounded by high ground and trees, but I've got two lakes between me and Flint that are right by my house, and it's a clear shot. I mean, you can see, like, way off into the distance that way, so I guess I got lucky with my place. Over.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man, like, now I just turned on to 69, and I'm more clear now. It's not, you know, the tag was on my side of things, but you might have an off-brand antenna and cabling and whatever the contraption you made, it's clear, and I wouldn't touch it. I'd keep your extra stuff for a side issue or an up north gig or a camping radio, throw in a ammo crate. Pop the cap up and you got yourself a mobile radio base station at camp, wherever you go, what have you.
I copy that. I'm really reluctant to change anything. You know, I currently can't do any ladder work for the time being. Don't know much else other than, you're right, I probably shouldn't mess with it. Over.
You're loud too, not just clear, your amplification's good too as well, so, I mean, kudos to you because it sounds fine to me. I wouldn't change nothing. I know what my issue is. I'm running on a 5-watt and I'm driving 75 miles an hour, so that's where I get the crackling from, clearly. I got a good antenna, but if I had a big, more power antenna, or more powered radio, I would get a lot more coverage and stuff.
Speaking of driving and radios, for whatever reason, I can't use channel 18 inside my truck. There's a frequency generated by the computer or the truck's Wi-Fi, which is turned off, that just destroys channel 18. Won't work at all inside my car while the car is running. Very strange. Over.
What frequency is channel 18?
Yeah, I'm not sure off the top of my head. My glasses are kind of put away for the night, so is my list. But, like, just channel 18 GMRS. Not a repeater channel, mind you. I was trying just to use regular 18 for simplex operations, and it just will not work in the car while it's on. Over.
You got one of those push-to-start trucks or cars?
Negative. 2018 Silverado. My dad was a GM engineer. He thinks it might be the Wi-Fi. Even though I have it shut off, it's always on. You know how that goes. Over.
You turn off your portion of the Wi-Fi, but the car companies keep theirs and still keep watching it and receiving the information from it.
Yeah, I figured it's got to be some computer in the car is generating, sending data. Could be part of an active loop of the OnStar that we don't have. Could be a half dozen things, and I don't know anything about cars. Over.
Probably the first person, though, that said anything about how your vehicle interferes with any channel by any means. First person I've heard or ever speak about that.
Yeah.
It's all the drugs' fault.
Over.
Everything else is his fault.
WRPB 448, Josh, still there?
Copy that. I'm still here. I'm on 69 now, trying to decide if I'm switching over to Mayville yet.
Well, I think we've been on for a bit. We should probably clear up the frequency. WRPB 448, I guess we will talk again. I'll look for you around at 10 o'clock or if I have my radio on. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Good talking at you. WSCP760, I am clear and monitoring.
WSCF297, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm listening, I'm clear, and I'm monitoring.
From you there, 297. I got you loud and clear too. Good night for catching the airwave.
Yeah, Roger. I didn't get your call sign and all that, but if I talk to you again, I'll get it. Shout it out real quick.
WSCP760. WSCP760.
WSCP760, but I didn't get that.
WSCP760.
Can you say that phonetically, like, with the, your, I know the gear's coming in broken.
Yeah, how about not?
You're 760, that's what you get. Got a location?
Your mom.
Seriously, dude. You're not even that good looking, dude.
WSTT 760. I'm heading southbound. Team is currently in the Davidson area.
WRPV 448, monitoring for a little while. Over.
I'm listening to you.
Copy you, I can read you a little bit. Come back, over. For last transmission was inaudible. Over. Yeah, 297, you're breaking up pretty good. Weren't not coming in like you were a little bit ago. Over.
Yeah, roger that. The weather's changing.
Copy that. I got most of that time about the weather changing. How is the weather where you're at? Over. Station 847. Station 847. WIUG 48. Copy.
No.
WIUG 48. Clear. WRPV 448, I'll be clear for the night. Over.
WSET 760, 488, Jack, you still up?
This is WRNW 329, we're listening.
WSBY 676, standing by.